All right, so I normally start this off by just having you say who you are, what business you started, and then we'll go into the interview from there.
My name is Scott Connery. I think the business we're concerned about is Carrboro Coffee Roasters, which I started in 2004.
All right, so what first got you interested in starting a coffee business?
How long can we record for?
You can record for however long.
So let's see, a short version. I've always loved coffee, and I mean that from like a young age, which I think is pretty unusual, especially in our country. It's pretty unusual for kids to like and or drink coffee. It's not that unusual the rest of the world, but and so the rest of it has to do with my personality, and that's basically when I like something, I want to know everything about it. And so I dive in and really start going crazy for whatever it is. And that means that basically it probably started as an interest, became a hobby, became a passionate hobby, and then eventually rolled into a passionate business. So the synergy is that, you know, 20 years ago or more, when I actually started thinking about it as a business, there was no formal education, or very little, I shouldn't say no, there's very little formal education for how do I get into coffee and what do I do in the industry. And so my desire to learn matched up with the demand of the industry, which was go out and try it. You know, like there's a few other options. You know, there's a specialty coffee association, which is great for certain classes, and you can learn some knowledge base and techniques, but it's kind of limited in the now what kind of scenario. Where do you go from there? And so it was all about just getting your feet wet, volunteering, doing everything you can to just absorb knowledge, and basically going from being the student to the teacher, you know, because that's what we do in our industry as well.
Yeah. All right. So now that I know that you're also sourcing, why did you want to focus on roasting and sourcing your own blends?
It goes back to knowledge, but also control. So it's the further back I can go, the further back anyone can go, the more potentially, theoretically anyway, control you can have over what happens, the process.
Yeah,
and for me, again, I want to know, and I want to be able to tell you. Like if you ask me, hey, how does this happen? I don't want to have to say, I'm not sure. I want to be able to tell you, well, in this instance, here's what happens, you know, because we know, because I'm there, I'm at the farm, I'm at the processing plant, I'm wherever I need to be to know exactly what's happening every step of the way. And then I can answer the questions. I can also have some, sometimes limited, sometimes far away, but some kind of control over what's happening. Is it going correctly? What can we do if it's not? Or how do we maintain if it will, if it is already?
So next question is, what is the big goal for your company? What's your mission? What are you trying to achieve, or are you already there?
You know what's great? We are in our mission. We're achieving our mission, and we're just gonna, it's more about continuance. So we've gone round and round with mission statements, and it really ends up being sort of mission goal bullet points instead of a single statement, because those are really hard to write. They're hard to encapsulate everything, I think. So our goal is to build relationships, long-lasting, truly sustainable relationships that connect communities that are involving coffee. Right? So
you've got the thing in Denmark, right, that you said you're going to?
This year it's Budapest. Yeah, I'm going. Okay. In a couple of days I'll be going there. So the idea is always about quality coffee, but then beyond that, how do we create it, maintain it, support it through the people that are involved in it? And we're already doing that, and we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to do as much as possible. So, you know, we're in the world, especially.